everybody, and welcome to thestoreprods.com anime podcast. As always, this podcast is brought to you by Fucked Up Sponsors, but today it's brought to you by Tiger Direct. They have computer parts. Click the link at the bottom of the page or any of the banner ads and go buy some computer parts. Or if you don't feel like buying computer parts, if you like buying shirts and shit, go to thestoreprods.com/store. We have shirts and shit. While we are still accepting shirt design ideas, so please email them to bobiwan@deathstoreprods.com or post them in the t-shirt design forums. If you like, we'll make them into a shirt, and we will pay you based on how well that shirt sells. Or, we don't feel like buying anything, we just feel like giving us money because, you know, we're that lovable. Go to deathstoreprods.com/indiegogo, and please contribute. We haven't updated in a while because we don't really have anything to update about. But yeah, please, we need the help. We need any help we can get. So please contribute and help us make this all better. We're going to be getting new equipment, better equipment, so we can start producing more content and better content for you guys. We want to do better, but unfortunately we need your help. We also need your help dying children. Go to deathstoreprods.com/extralife and join our team. Help us raise money for Children's American Network Hospitals, or donate and help save children's lives. The top fundraiser and donator, if they want to, will be joining us on October 20th for our 24-hour live stream. So please, any amount you can do, any amount you can donate will help, and you can help save some kids' lives. DestroProducts.com/extralife. I'm your host, Dead Man. Join me today. We have Bobiwan.
Hello.
Pudge's internet is still fucked, so it'll just be the two of us again. So, yeah. I guess I'll start, because I haven't done that in a while. So, yeah, it's been a slow couple weeks for me, because I've had doctor's appointments, and articles to edit, and videos, and shit, and Anime North, so I haven't got a chance to read or watch much anime or manga. But I have read one. I read Aphorism. Or Aphorism, or Aphorism. I have no idea how to pronounce it, really. But it's interesting. It's relatively new. It's less than 30 chapters in. So what it is there's a school in Japan called the Naraka High School where the only requirement for admission is you have to see the floating island in the sky. And so if you do, you immediately get in, and if you graduate, then you are set for life. Like, you are immediately on the fast track to be whatever you want to be.
What's the catch?
Getting to that. So it focuses on this one kid named Rokudo, who just got accepted into the school because he could see the floating island. While there, he ran to this girl called Aira, and then they both got in the school, and it turns out they were in the same class. So as soon as they got into the school, a teacher came along and handed out these weird-looking pieces of paper and said, write down a kanji on this. This is going to be how you will fight. And so then everyone wrote down their own different kanjis. Rokudo wrote down change. So then as soon as they did that, the paper disappeared, and then the kanji symbol suddenly appeared somewhere on the person who wrote its body. And then the monster showed up. So it turns out that at this school, every day, unless it's cloudy, there's something called the Blight, which is just some monster attacks you. And then you have to use that symbol that you wrote down as a weapon. So since he wrote change, he can turn anything he touches into a weapon, and he can also transform himself into different things and people. And yeah, so then it's revealed that the floating island it's not entirely clear what the floating island is, actually. It's just kind of... Yeah, so this is going to get into spoiler stuff, so I'm not going to really talk about it, but it's never fully explained what the floating island is, but it's a threat. And the series is actually really cool. So when Rokudo changes, he actually changes into an entirely different person. Like, not just physically, but mentally. He acts different. He acts different, thinks different, talks different. He is an entirely different person. And that entirely different person is fucking badass. He can survive without a heart, which is awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Yes, and he actually has some pretty cool abilities, because there are multiple bits where where like Rokudo is in his changed form, and like all this, and like someone starts like ripping off his body parts and stuff. He just keeps walking like nothing's happening, and then once everything's done, he just grabs the body parts and just puts them back on. Just, oh look, my arm got cut off. There we go. Yeah, it's a cool series. It's very violent, actually. You know, as to expect from all the monsters and what have you. But I like it. It's really cool. The art is really great. It looks very familiar to me, but I can't remember where I actually saw it from. And it's really kind of bugging me.
But yeah, that does seem like something I might check out at some point.
Yeah, like I said, it's less than 30 chapters in right now. And after, I think, the first five, they get really, really short. Like, the first five are... Like, the first chapter is actually, like, 50 pages. And then after that, they start, like, topping off at, like, 13. But it's cool. And I recommend it. Any questions about it?
So, do we get to see any other characters, Kanji, in action?
Oh, yes, you get to see every single one of them.
Awesome.
Well, eventually. Like, there's this one guy who has a really fantastic power called Steel. But it's like Steel is in take, it's not Steel is in the metal. And it's great. So, this isn't really spoiler anything. I'm going to keep it as vague as I possibly can. But in case people out there are insane about this, spoilers. So after some point they do a flashback and show everyone getting their powers and show him getting his steel power, so that he gets it and then someone's talking and he steals their eyes. Just steel, closes his hand, then all of a sudden that person's eyes are in his hand. Then he goes and steals someone's leg. Then someone tries to run away and he steals like his legs. Then someone else won't sit down. He says, sit down, and he steals that person's brain. It's really great. Just the guy is fucked, and it is awesome. So yeah, those are for me.
All right, I guess I'll move on to me. I am also notably a little bit behind, because... yeah, Anime North, so I've got some more anime that I need to watch, but last I checked, I was up to date on Naruto. There might be a new episode out now that I need to watch. And something really interesting has happened there. It's revealed how you can defeat the people who were resurrected. I don't know if you remember this.
In the manga, people who are, they have their own method for Itachi is dealing with how to get rid of the resurrected people.
Okay, well, I'm going to go into spoiler territory for the anime and see if it's any different. But basically, when you're dealing with a single resurrected person, mm-hmm. if you basically put their spirit to rest, like deal with whatever last issues they have on Earth, then they'll go away.
Not even close.
Not even close? Because that's what happened to Sasori.
Yeah, because, like... The spirits they're bringing back aren't ghosts.
Yeah. I know that.
Like, why do they need... Why would they need, like... All right, so to dispel the spirit that's been resurrected using this jutsu, you have to make them fulfill some bullshit or something. It's really stupid.
Does that not happen at all in the manga?
No.
So Sasori's still rolling around? He's still out there, or was he...
Everyone is still rolling around.
Everyone's still around, eh?
Yes.
So they really...
Like I said, Itachi's doing something.
They really kind of fucked with the story there, then.
Oh, yes, they did.
Normally they don't do changes that actually affect the story, but yeah, that's how it's going in the anime.
Yeah, I have not seen a single person get dispelled at all. They're all still rolling.
Yeah, basically whatever dude with Sai's brother is like, yeah, Sai made it. Cool.
Peace.
And we finally got to have our fight. Yeah, peace, I'm out of here. There's just a corpse left. And then Sasori, he gets trapped by Kankuro, and basically it's like, you know... he says this whole line about puppets and whatever, and I'm finally using your puppet and stuff. He's like, yeah, I'm glad someone who really appreciates my puppets is finally using that. Blah, 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 blah. He goes away.
That's retarded.
There's a corpse left.
That is retarded.
But of course, Deidara is still there because,
he's fucking well, Deidara.
He's always going to be pissed off.
Yeah. You can't fulfill his wish unless you blow yourself up or something. It's like, hey, dude, check it out. We blew up the moon. It's like, ah, I can die now.
So yeah, really, that doesn't happen at all in the manga.
Nope.
Wow.
Well, not that I remember, but I feel like I remember something that stupid.
So maybe it did happen and you're just remembering wrong?
It hasn't really said that anyone's been dispelled except for those two guys that got sucked into the gourd.
I haven't gotten to anyone being sucked into the gourd yet, so let's not go there.
Yeah, and we've never seen Size Bro.
Well, yeah, I'll have to look into it in the manga, see if maybe you've remembered it wrong, but I'm guessing it probably just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Although you have gotten things wrong in the past, which is why I want to check, but I don't think it's that likely. Something like that?
Yeah, something like that I feel like I would remember.
Or maybe you blocked it out. Just, oh god, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Just repressing the stupidity of this really bullshit Naruto arc.
Because it would give them a way to deal with any of the ninja who were like once good or only had medium aspirations or basically the ones that weren't downright evil.
Yeah, and that hasn't happened. Like, they've never been like, how can we fulfill your last wishes here on Earth? And then they do something, they go away. It's more like everyone tries fighting and it's like, oh my god, these guys are too powerful, and then some bullshit move they do that traps them in something.
Right.
Yeah, it's never been like, oh, it's like, my earthly wishes have been fulfilled, and now I must go back to the afterlife. Like,
they'll never say anything like that. They just sort of die.
And like a butterfly flies out of their stomach and they go flying into the Soul Society or something. Okay, well.
Okay,
what we got?
Fairy Tale. Freaking filler, man. I'm.
Oh, the manga is so good right now.
Like. Fairy Tale has gone so long without filler. It's just, as soon as they did it,
Yeah. So, what's the filler arc actually? Like, have you talked about this filler arc before?
Kind of, not in any detail. I'm gonna have trouble remembering exact details. But yeah, some of the enemies that they face in Edelas, their Earthland versions are now there. Basically, they're after this hand of this clock that Lucy has that was brought to her by some random girl who's apparently her cousin, who's not going to show up in any further arcs because guess what? She's a filler character. Yeah, let's try not to introduce any of Lucy's family who will mysteriously never show up again.
Yeah.
So, a couple huge mistakes happened in the last episode. Not the last episode, I still have yet to watch it, but the last episode I watched. Number one, Taurus doesn't fight properly for Lucy. His reasoning being, oh, this other mage has a nice body too. That's already been dealt with. He always, always values Lucy's nice body over anybody else's nice body.
Yeah,
he'll do anything to protect that nice body.
He's a pig, but he's a monogamous pig.
And then, like, okay, earlier on, like, an episode previous, the mage they're fighting, that she can control people, she says, I can control multiple people at once. Then in that episode, it's like, I can only control one person at once. What?
Okay, wow, that is just stupid.
Gildarts fights someone who doesn't get hurt at all. Because he has the most retardedly broken magic ever.
What's the magic?
It's dispel. It dispels all magic.
So what, Gildarts just can't, like, just go up and punch him?
I know. Gildar should be able to tear him apart with just a hand. He doesn't need magic. Natsu. Yeah. Oh, God. Natsu's fight. Oh, God.
That good,
makes
huh?
My brain hurt. I'm glad it took Fairy Tail so long before they finally did a filler arc. I just wish they could kind of do one a bit better.
Or, you know, not do one at all.
It's an unfortunate... It's an inevitability with any anime. The manga always comes out faster. It's easier to make.
Well, any anime that runs longer than, like, 12 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, anything that has, like, a long run to it, there's gonna be filler.
I know, but do they have to be so stupid?
Yeah, that's my big thing. Does it have to be so bad? Like, you could put a filler arc in without me noticing it's a filler arc, if you did it right.
Yeah, like, I remember in Bleach, they had this one filler arc thing where... I can't remember exactly who the enemies were, but it was actually pretty decent.
Are you talking about the Bounto arc?
Yeah, I didn't mind that one.
Yeah, actually, it was during the Bounto arc that I'm like, this is stupid, I'm reading the manga.
Hey, Pudge.
Sup? I'm here now.
Yay!
I can hear your presence.
Yes. Like, Pudge, are you with us? The Ouija board is moving.
No.
Like, oh, okay. Who is this then?
Some guy.
J-A-M. Oh, fuck.
Damn it! He found a way to haunt us from beyond the internet.
Did you just say the intranet?
No, I said internet.
I'm pretty sure you said intranet.
No, I didn't.
No, he said internet.
Whatever. Fuck.
Two against one.
Team up on me, why don't you?
Yeah, it's democracy, bitch.
Now that I've derailed the podcast.
Yeah, we're just talking about why people can't do a decent filler arc.
And yeah, some people like the Bounto arc, but I don't like the whole idea of, I lost my Bankai, now I have it back. And now it's just not as good.
It's like, I never said I liked it, I said I don't remember hating it.
It wasn't too bad. There were some good characters in it, but eventually I just reached the point of it's like, okay, you're just trying to repeat the last arc. No, do something new. But yeah, Fairy Tail.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Fillers are generally worse because, well, by the definition, they're meant to literally just fill space.
Yeah, but you can fill space well.
Yeah, there was a couple times when Fairy Tail didn't do filler arcs, but they did, like, a couple one-shot filler episodes, and they were bad. They were either, like, really, really funny or actually entertaining, like, actually, you know, decent episodes. And sometimes it's like, oh, I didn't know that episode was filler, because, you know, a lot of episodes is just they go on a mission, and there you go.
Yeah.
There was one I remember where there's this body-switching magic.
This can only go well.
It's fucking hilarious. Like, right off the bat, Gray ends up in Lucy's body, so she just, like, keeps on stripping. She's just like, "Aah!" And then, I think Lucy's in, like, Natsu's body, trying to stop herself from ripping off her shirt, and Natsu's in Gray's body, and... No, wait. Erza's in Gray's body? Natsu's in Erza's or something, and then they start switching again, and like more people start switching in, and it gets hilarious.
Okay. I could dig it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that wasn't bad. Oh, sorry. Worst thing of this filler arc. Gazeel runs away from a fight.
That is bullshit.
Yeah. That's some bullshit right there. It's a fight with Laxus, but he runs away.
Come on, dude, that's funny.
Gazeel doesn't run away.
Yeah, Gazeel don't do that shit.
And he ends up running away because Natsu gets his ass kicked.
So,
he would not run away because Natsu gets his ass kicked.
No, he'd make a glib remark then when he gets his own ass kicked.
Basically, Gazeel doesn't run away.
people.
Yeah, well, filler arcs are a little iffy due to relative short production times, I suppose. Try and come up with a comprehensive story arc in a relatively short amount, in like
without the actual writer.
Yeah, in like a third of the time the writer did.
For those of you who are unfamiliar with the manga anime industry, I'll explain it to you. The writer writes a manga and often illustrates as well, or there's a team, and then it gets converted into anime. And they have some writers and some animators to take that manga and convert it into anime. They're not the same people who made the original story. So when it comes time for a filler arc, they have to make their own, and they're not that good at it.
Or to make it even more crazy, it'll start out as a book, then move into a manga, then do an anime.
Da-da-da-da.
Then do a live-action film.
Live-action?
Yeah, I think they're actually making a live-action version of another.
Okay. Was it also based on a book?
Yep, started out as a single book, then moved on to a anime, then a manga, then a live-action movie, I think.
Because, yeah, I know Da-da-da-da, Bakano, they were a series of light novels. Some of them are still going on. Like, they all go further, but one of two things is going to happen. Either Da-da-da-da is going to get a second season because it was more popular. Because
it's fucking awesome.
Or they're going to move on, and they're going to do all... I think there's, like, four book series in total. They're going to do, like, a season of each, and then move on to second seasons because all of their universes are interconnected. Which is weird. I've mentioned the Inception thing of Bakano, both the characters and the anime exist in Da-da-da-da.
Yeah, the whole, every single, I think every single thing that guy's written is in the same universe.
Yep.
At different times, at different points in the timeline for a lot of the time. But,
but Isaac and Miria are always there.
Yes.
Yeah, how could they
and
not
presumably
be?
Presumably the other immortals as well. But.
Oh, by the way, Deadman, speaking of another, I know we're not quite there yet when we're going to do our real talking about it, but have you seen the new OVA for another?
No, I have not.
It just recently came out, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be watching that anime. But it's called Episode Zero.
What, does it take place in the 26 years prior to the show?
Maybe, I don't know, I haven't looked into it much. All I know is it showed up on Anime Take. I will send you a download link.
Okay. You mean a completely legal download link, obviously.
Absolutely. Because, you know, completely legal download links come from Anime Take.
Yeah, I mean completely legal downloadlink.com. Totally legit.
Don't download anything from completely legal downloadlink.com.
Yeah, I don't trust that. You gotta go with completely legal downloadlink.org. Okay, so what else have you been watching, Bobby?
I guess there was Muretsu Pirates, but it's just more space pirates. There's something else. I can't remember it, though. I saw the first episode in an arc of One Piece.
What arc?
What's it called again? It's right after the,
Do you remember where they were?
It's right after the fucking arc with NL, and they're in the place where they're selling their gold for money.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Because, well, you know, they're pirates.
Just after NL.
Yeah, I can't remember the timeline. I know when the NL arc. I know, like, the NL arc, but I don't... I'm not entirely sure about what happens after that. Like, directly
there's a
afterwards.
Guy who looks remarkably like Usopp. Only with a square nose. And he can fly.
Oh, yeah, the Water 7 arc, I think.
Water 7 arc, that's it. So, yeah, I noticed that, you know, they had their money, and this gang that really sucks took it. And they're like, hey, give our money back. Oh, no, our money's going away. It's like, guys, you can run faster than that transportation, and you can kick their asses. What the fuck are you doing?
They're lazy. They were just on an adventure, dude. They needed a reset.
They're lazy for 200,000 whatever their currency is.
Barry, I think, or Belly or something.
Yeah, for that much money, I wouldn't be fucking lazy.
Yeah, you see, you're not made of rubber.
I'm not even sure if I watched the end of that episode. I know I was at the anime club and I had to leave early.
Well, yeah, that is a really good arc.
I've heard it's a lot better than the previous arc, and the previous arc is the only one I saw anything of, and it annoyed me to shit. Like,
yeah. The Water 7 and the CP9 arc, which, like, take place back-to-back, those two are really great arcs. Yeah, it delves a lot more into the history of Nico Robin, their archaeologist. Because, you know, every pirate crew needs an archaeologist.
Yeah, I gotta say, soon I'll be rewatching Da 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 again. Just because. And Pudge is gone.
Yep. It's gone a while ago.
I know there was something else, but I can't remember. Oh well.
Yeah, so I guess on to Anime Club. Okay, so on to Anime Club. You know, usually when I say so on Anime Club with a question mark inflection at the end, you...
Yes, on to Anime Club.
Okay. So yeah, this week we watched, well, some more than others watched another... So, this is my choice, so plot rundown. So.
Don't worry about spoiling it, you already did that. As soon as I watched, like, the first minute of it, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember what he said happens in this. It's this. And I was really disappointed, because, like, none of the interesting stuff happens in the first episode, and I didn't have time to watch anything else.
Yes, so, in the series, takes place in 1998, but 26 years prior to that, in 1972, there was a class at Yomiyama High, class 3-3, where a student one day died. It was just, his name was May. The student's name, I mean, was May. And so the kid died, and then everyone's like, oh my god, I can't believe this kid's dead. And then someone's like, what are you talking about? No, he isn't. He's still sitting right there. But the desk was empty. So then for the rest of the year, the kids just kept acting like May was still alive.
So you keep saying he?
What?
Keep saying he. That was a female character.
I said the kid.
Oh.
Yeah, so the kid... Yeah, and so then, end of the year, the class goes for their school picture, and then May is there in this class picture, in the back corner of it. You know, looking like he's still completely alive. Then, fast forward to 1998, and a kid whose name escapes me moves to Yomiyama High and transfers there. And so once he first gets into the class, he sees this girl sitting all alone, and everyone's acting like she doesn't exist. And turns out her name is also May. Dun dun dun. Yeah, so then from there, horrible shit starts happening. And it's... Let's see, you only watched the first episode, so you can't really comment on a lot of it.
No, because none of the horrible shit starts happening. But I will say, May is fucking creepy.
Yeah, she really is. She gets even creepier when she gets into the doll shop.
God.
Yes.
I can kind of tell where that's going. I know there's a theme of her and creepiness and dolls and...
Yeah, it's... Hey, Pudge, so we moved on to Anime Club.
Yeah, I figured. I picked that up with creepy dolls.
Yeah, so how far did you watch into another...
Oh, I watched the whole thing. That's the reason I... Well, as of the time of this recording, the New Aimless Wanderings isn't quite finished yet. That's because I spent all of yesterday watching all 12 episodes in a row.
Yes. It'll be up by the time this goes up.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, so what do you think of the show, like, since you actually watched full 12 episodes?
I don't know. It was well made. I'll admit that right off the top. It was a really well-made show, well-written, everything, except for the whole setup. The setup is kind of completely and totally retarded.
How so?
I get that these kids are trying to cope with their super popular classmate dying.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't need to be enabled by their teacher.
Yeah, I know that's
the whole school. Yeah, that's therapy if they do that.
Yeah, that's one of the most. That is one of the stupidest things of the show. Like, the teacher just kind of rolls with it.
Yeah, and then, I mean, even in the 70s, that's you go to therapy for.
Yeah, it's just all right. So here's a. All right, kid. No, sit down. Here's a cigarette. Your friend is dead.
Yeah, pretty much. But I mean, and there's sort of general problems that I have with these kinds of shows where everybody goes, hey, I'm going to go absolutely batshit crazy and try to murder everybody else.
Yes, I know. Like, that seems to happen a lot. Like, that doesn't really happen much until the very end, though.
Yeah. And the last couple episodes are kind of... Really?
Yeah, and once it gets going, it gets fucking going. It gets going, and then just ramps the fuck up.
Yeah, it's... And I'm not gonna say what it is, but that thing, the last episode, what happens at the end when they figure it all out, so to speak.
Yeah, that is insane, like, actually.
It's like, what? Why? That was not an important fact. Why did you keep that from us?
Yeah.
And they treat it like it's some huge twist. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's
this person.
Yeah, I know. They never set any of that up. They never really put any intrigue into, like, hey, is this person actually who they say they are? And it turns out it's like, oh my god, here you are. But no, it's just, hey, this person. It turns out they aren't the person they thought they were. Oh my god, head explodes.
Yeah. They don't seem to have the concept of cliffhangers down.
Yeah, no, not even kind of.
Like, I forget which episode it is, but when she reveals her other eye that's under the eye patch.
Yes.
The end of that episode. Like, would you like to see what's under the eye patch? And she takes it off, and then the episode, like, cuts to black right away. And like, what's under the eye patch? Sort of like a what's in the box moment.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, it's just an eye. It's a false eye. Oh.
Yes. No, it's an eye that can see dead things.
Yeah, that doesn't really come into play too much until the very end again.
Yeah, it doesn't really come across as very striking visually.
Yeah, it's like, huh. Oh, okay.
It's like, oh, it's kind of glazed over in green.
Yeah, it's a different color. Yeah. What do you know?
Look, it would have been like... But what if she had just taken it off and it had been some, like, horribly mangled monstrosity thing floating around?
That would have probably caused a bit more shock and awe value, but would probably make a whole lot less sense.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so how can you see dead things with that?
Yeah, it was well done and everything, like I said before, but I probably would have ended it differently. Mm-hmm. You know.
Or at least not made such a big deal out of it.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, okay, that person is... It's sort of like red herring, pulling a red herring on a mystery novel audience and telling nobody about it.
Yeah.
Like, and like the detective doesn't even know that it's a red herring. Everybody else thinks that it's real. All the readers think it's real. Everybody thinks it's real until the very end, and it's like, wait, what? So that thing you presented as fact this whole time wasn't?
Yeah, it's...
And you just feel a little cheated at the end when they pull that kind of thing. But, I mean, it's... I did enjoy it. It's probably one of the few shows I've watched recently that I've been able to sit through 12 episodes straight without much of a break.
Yeah.
So it certainly has... It's interesting enough to keep me captivated.
What's your favorite kill? So I talked about... So at the top of this, I talked about how the horrible things start happening. And the horrible thing is everyone starts dying.
Mm-hmm.
In accidents.
Yes. I could practically hear the air quotes.
Yes. And some of them are pretty good.
Hmm.
Like,
let's see.
Like, my personal favorite, talked about it before, it was the heart attack.
Oh, I know who that's gonna be.
It was just so amazing. Just like just walking down the street, and then all of us just like walking down the street, and then all of us just like, starts talking. It's like this person's really like grabs their heart, and just falls over, and just the wide shot of it with the bridge and the like in the foreground. I really like that shot.
One thing I've got to say that just based on the first episode. Because that's, you know, policy. But just based on the first episode, foreshadowing in this anime is wonderful. It's what Final Destination tries to do. Now, I'm not saying I know what's coming or anything like that, but it just seems to me, I'm like, this seems like some pretty good foreshadowing of, you know, what's to come, you know? Oh, I'm kind of injured. Yeah. Oh, so-and-so's injured today? I have a heart sickness.
Yeah, it was really amazing. It was just so hilarious. Oh, and this and the second one, I have two favorites. Second one was the kid in the water. Like
You mean the kid falling down the stairs?
Yes, the kid. He just like goes out swimming one day. Just goes out swimming to the beach one day, and then just dead. And then boat. Yeah. So. Any of them immediately spring to your mind?
Well, I guess it's not so much an actual kill, but it's like the one scene I really liked was when they were going to the beach.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
And it's like they're just about to leave the town. Mm. And I'm not sure if Bobby's gotten this far into the...
He's watched one episode.
Yeah, I don't care if you spoil. I'm going to watch it either way and enjoy it either way.
But basically, the curse sort of works only within the town, mm-hmm. and people, I think they see 2 degrees of separation, so like, as far up your lineage as your grandparents and your siblings can be infected.
Mm.
If you are in the class 3.
Yes.
Grade 9, class 3. But, and, so basically, once you leave the town, you're pretty much safe.
For now.
I mean, as safe as one normally is.
Yes.
You're not affected by the curse. And so they're going to the beach. And...
Yeah, so it's the main character, May, and 3 others.
And yeah.
The main character's aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all, like, driving to the beach... And then, like, as they're driving, they just, like, start passing signs as they're getting closer, and you just see them all looking really, really nervous.
Yeah. I think it might be episode 6 when this is happening.
It's
part, 6 or 7.
It's partway through.
It must be 7, because I think I missed most of episode 6 somehow. I don't know why, and I was really confused when they were all talking to them. In 7, it's like, wait, what? And... Yeah, but anyway, they're getting close to the border of the town, you know, the safe line, as it were, and this oil tanker pulls out to pass them, and it's going by, and it's just, the atmosphere is so tense that it's like, everybody's expecting this tanker to explode, or crash, then explode, or...
Yeah,
something involving explosions and the tanker.
Yeah, everyone is just like, oh god, we're all gonna die.
Yeah, this oil tanker's making a dangerous pass just as we're leaving town.
It's like, great, we're all cursed, and now there's a giant truck coming the fuck at us. No, but then they just get out, and then all of a sudden everyone just breathes a sigh of relief. Just, oh, thank god.
Yeah,
and then
throws it into high gear and... Yeah.
It's like the entire feel or entire demeanor changes as soon as they get out of the city limits. Like she's driving along, she's sitting up straight, like all very rigid and stuff, like going the speed limit or probably just a bit below the speed limit. And this is the guy telling her, it's like, just leans back in her seat, shifts into the highest gear, and just fucking floors it.
Yeah, this thing takes off.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
But yeah, there was. Let's see. If I had to actually pick a death.
Because yeah, that's what the show's kind of about.
Yeah.
There are so many.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I can't really... I'm trying to think of the... Oh, I particularly like the last episode when the two guys who... Like, the only two people who they told about the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they go downstairs and like, oh, I don't see a fire.
Yes, that's awesome. Like, I don't see a fire, then opens it up, then...
He said it was in the dining room. Well, let's go check the dining room. Opens it up. Backdraft explosion.
Yeah, it's like... I'm not sure if we're actually supposed to find these deaths funny or not, but a lot of them I found hysterical.
Yeah. Towards the end, too. It's probably the same upset, I think, when they're all trapped under the chandelier and they're like, I get loose.
Yeah. Like, it's probably just... I don't know if it's because, like, I'm fucked or something, but... I did find this show really hysterical at points. Like when they went for like the really heavy atmosphere, it worked. Like the atmosphere in that show was really great. Especially when they got in all the dream sequences.
Mm-hmm.
But like whenever they started getting like the death stuff, I always find the deaths really hilarious. Yeah, it's Yeah, this show's great.
It is. It is a quality piece of work.
Mm. Well, Bovi, any questions about the later episodes, since you only watched one?
I'm not really going to ask questions. I'm just going to watch all of it.
Okay, so... Yeah, I guess we should actually just put a call out to our audience, so Diz. if you guys have any questions about the shows we're going to be watching, and you like want us to talk about certain stuff that we probably won't, then please leave us some questions, like... Put them in the comments, tweet them at us. We got Devin_DeProds, @Bobby1 and Pudgetron420.
Disclaimer right now. That's not actually me. That'll never be updated.
I made it. And for a small fee, I can give you access to it, so you can tweet whatever you want as Pudgetron.
Oh, I like that. We should make that.
an
Indiegogo reward. We'll give away Pudgetron's account, and we'll give away Darth Broby's account.
Yes.
Make them Indiegogo rewards. Make it happen.
Will do. So, new Indiegogo reward. If you donate, if you contribute, I mean, let's say, how much?
Oh, it'd have to be pretty high, because only two people can do it.
50? 60?
Sure, 50.
Okay. So, 50. If you contribute $50 to our Indiegogo... We'll give you access to either Pudgetron or Darth Broby's Twitter accounts.
Oh, why
I like this.
Why should we limit it to one person?
We're limiting it to two people.
Actually, you're right. We could give like everybody, but then they'd change the passwords on each other and
yeah. Yeah. So,
but that's...
So we're giving each count away to one lucky listener. So you can tweet as your favorite Destor Prods personality. Yeah.
And as an added bonus, some of the shit that Darth Broby tweets, I'll start using in podcasts.
Yes. Bovi, whoever gets the Darth Broby account, it will be personified by Bovi Wan himself. Dramatic readings.
Darth Broby, who I keep in the basement.
Yes, dramatic readings by Darth Broby.
And I checked out, I'm sort of looking at the screenshot for episode 0 here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's May and her cousin looking happy. So, this is certainly a prequel. Uh-huh. I haven't started watching it at all.
Yeah, I thought the episode 0 might like actually show what happened 27 years ago.
Well, they explained it pretty well. Kid dies, they pretend he's there, and
sort
of invites the ghost to stick around.
But like they never actually it would have been cool, like, to show that, like, the actual process, like, seeing how May actually was in the show. Because we're just, like, given their word that May was popular.
Mm-hmm. You mean Mikami?
Mikami. I thought it was May.
Misaki, rather.
Misaki. I thought it was May.
May is the present girl.
Right, yes. Fuck.
The Misaki May is her.
Yeah, right. Sorry, I'm...
I think his name was, like... Yeah, it was something. Like Tojo or something.
Yeah, sorry. I thought it was
Toru, actually. Toru Misaki or something.
I thought it was
May. He has the same first name as the main character. I get it.
Yeah.
But isn't the... Like, wouldn't that be his... Wouldn't they be switched around, like...
The point is, they have the same name.
Yes.
One of their names is the same. Mm. And that's sort of like, ooh, is it like reincarnation? Spoiler alert, it's not.
Yeah, she's just some chick.
It's not, they never really explore that possibility, that's why I'm saying it. No. That's why I said it casually like that, but they never really explain or explore that sort of possibility that she's a somewhat sort of reincarnation. Yeah. That's sort of left up to the audience to assume.
One thing I do enjoy about this, so it was kind of, so one thing I liked about the show is kind of something I liked about Final Destination 3, in that most of the things that happened in the show were their own fault. Like, in Final Destination 3, every single death could be attributed to the fact that the two people trying to stop the deaths showed up. And in this thing, every single death that happened occurred because no one told the guy what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid.
Yeah, so, like, because of what the class did back in 1972... or whatever.
Yeah.
From then on, every single year that a dead one, who, like, the other one, who is... Should we explain that?
No, let's leave it. Well, basically, every year, they...
Well, some years. It doesn't happen every year.
Yeah. They sort of, after the year in 72, when they were pretending this guy was still alive when he had died, the class, grade 9 class 3, has sort of been cursed, and the families of the students in that class have been cursed, basically, for that year, and so they've been trying to, you know, figure out ways to stop it, and through this they've developed the way that they basically
okay,
yeah,
so
I see what you're doing. See what happens there. You can't really explain what they do without ruining a lot of the tension in the first half of the series.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
I guess we should just move on. Like, okay. We've talked about the series, and, you know, it seems like a great series.
Okay, so I'll just say this. If the people in the class who knew it was happening explained to the new guy the rules and stuff around the curse, then stuff probably would have been fine. But because he had already kind of fucked up with the curse, kind of fucked up with their strategy, they all just started, like, talking in riddles.
Yeah.
Like saying, like, don't talk to people, don't mess around with things that don't exist. And never explaining that until it's too late.
Like, oh no, there's a new student in our class that doesn't know a single thing about what's going on.
Let's not tell him anything.
Yes. Well, because his first name is Torito, or whatever, I can't remember exactly, they're all afraid of him. Because there's the girl who has the same last name, and he has the same first name.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't?
Nope.
Thought he did.
Nope.
Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, guess I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Because they said that they associate his name with...
Yeah.
He was told that they associate his name with death.
Yes. To be honest, I never quite caught the association there, but I'm...
Yeah, neither did I, now that I mention it.
His name might be related to... Let's see. Oh, come on.
Yeah,
my information does not seem complete that I have in front of me right now. But anyway, the associated name with death, I don't think it's ever really explained why.
No, I don't think it is either.
Not in depth, anyway. It may come up to somebody who's a bit more observant than us.
Maybe it was, like, because of the big reveal at the end of the show, maybe it was implied, like, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, his dad sort of has a bit of a slip-up in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, the whole thing with this is, when the curse is active, people's memories are altered, and then after it happens, the memories are altered again.
Back to normal,
yes.
So to speak.
Yeah, so some people's some memories were, like, fucked up, and some of the original memories were bleeding through, or maybe?
Mm-hmm. I mean, his dad was in India at the time when he made the little slip-up clue thing.
Yeah, and the classmate, she kept remembering stuff that no one knows, that he didn't.
Yeah, sort of like a deja vu thing.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's another. It's pretty good.
Our talks kind of got a little broken and weird towards the end there, but
yeah, it was fine.
We were tiptoeing very lightly around the major spoilers of the show. So
like this is a show built around its spoilers.
Yeah.
Forgive us.
Like
every couple episodes, they reveal something. And so if you just said, "Oh man, I can't believe this thing happened," and they happen to say something about the very end, then everyone's lost. And then when they get to that point, it's like, "Oh fuck, they ruined the rest of it."
Yeah.
But yeah, so Pudge, you know what you're gonna pick in the next series? Pick something less spoilery.
Less spoilery. I was thinking I would go with Bakemonogatari.
Okay. So yeah, I'm sure next week we'll be talking. Sure, next episode of Bakemonogatari we'll talk about Bakemonogatari. And since you are here now, Pudge, what have you been watching and reading?
Well,
since we missed that part of you.
Yeah, since I was having connection problems before. I'm positive I mentioned it before, but I'm sort of rereading Wari Wa Kenno, which I think I mentioned it in one of the first iterations of our podcast. So, ages ago.
Yeah, so back in the olden days when we all had dial-up modems and dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Yes. And so, basically, I'm actually writing about it in the new... I actually have written about it in the new Aimless Wanderings, so it's like this is planned or something.
It's available now on DestroProducts.com.
Aha. But basically, there's this kid. Well, I say kid, he's like 7 feet tall.
Hey, you can be tall and be a kid. Haven't you ever seen The Goods?
Yoshiaki is entering a school that is famous for its fights and violence. Basically, he chooses there pretty much specifically for that reason. He enjoys fighting, as it were. He's not a bully or anything, he just likes a good fight. He's like 7 feet tall and like 300 pounds of muscle.
And honestly, who doesn't enjoy a good fight?
But basically, he, on his first day when he shows up, he sort of gets there and he helps with this small girl who's being bullied by some guys, and basically all the other students there are sort of laughing it off as if this is some sort of entertainment for them. This girl getting bullied and stuff, so he helps her out, a la two-footed dropkick to the face, to the other guys. And so they take off, and he helps them. He helps her with the stuff she was carrying, because she was, apparently, it seems that she was moving into the high school residences. And, well, then basically a classroom explodes, and he takes off again to go see if there's a fight he can get into. And, well, long story short, it turns out the school is... there's sort of the normal division, which is what he was supposed to be in. But then there's this whole other aspect to it that is basically there are two kinds of students in this other aspect. There are kings and there are swords. The kings are usually the rich and powerful, people with a lot of territories to their family name. Sorry about that. And they're ranked from, you know, normal Japanese sort of rankings, you know, F, E, D, C, B, A. There's an S, although we haven't run into one yet.
Well, of course, there's always an S.
But basically, they use the swords, who are other people, and to fight each other for territory, pretty much. And the swords are basically indentured servants who are given abilities depending on the rank of their king, who they have sworn their vow to and whatnot. So, and it gets kind of really cutthroat a lot of time. It's an odd one for me, honestly. I generally stay away from a lot of shows like this. Anime, manga, whatever.
It sounds kind of like a straight version of Shitsurakuen.
Yeah, it is a little. It's a lot like Freezing, also.
Huh.
I mean, in sort of like the atmosphere.
Okay.
I mean, not fighting monsters or anything, not in the traditional sense. You can consider some of the villains that they've run into so far as monsters. But, you know, there are a lot of people who seem to really, really enjoy murdering other people.
Oh, you don't say. Some kids in high school in anime are kind of messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the stat is half of the new students will either end up dead or incapacitated in the hospital by the end of the first 3 weeks of school.
Okay, that's pretty high.
The other half will have allied themselves with more powerful kings.
Okay, that school has a very harsh way of dealing with frosh.
Yes, I mean, it's not only frosh that die and all that, it's just the new people are usually the ones who are picked on.
Okay.
But it is...
So follow the prison rules.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, basically, this, long story short, Yoshiaki becomes... I forget the official name he was given. Because they're given... When you become a sword, you drop your normal name and you get a sword's name. From, you know, the name of swords from that king, your king's family. Basically, he becomes the girl that he helped at the beginning, her sword, and helps her to basically avenge her previous sword, who was killed in middle school, I think.
Fuck.
But it's actually a surprisingly lighthearted take on this kind of thing.
Yeah, from the way you're describing it, it's like, oh yeah, half the kids die, and she's trying to avenge her sword that got fucking murdered in middle school. That's very lighthearted.
Yeah, it's very well done in that respect. Like, it's probably the main reason I tolerate it. It's not so depressing all the time. The main character, he's hilarious, to be completely honest. Just the way he has his rules of justice that he sticks to all the time, and nothing's going to change that, no matter what. And he's always up for a good fight.
Okay. And
he's just a very happy-go-lucky kind of guy.
Who's just 7 foot tall, 300 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Sounds cool. I could dig it.
Yeah, so check that out. You'd certainly enjoy it. It unfortunately updates infrequently.
Yeah, that always sucks.
But I mean, they're like 50-page chapters, so.
Well, yeah, they all start out 50-page chapters, but then by the time it gets into the groove...
I don't know, it's been fairly constant.
How many chapters is it?
I think it's up to 8 or 9 now. But...
That is surprisingly long.
Yeah. I think it might... Actually, one sec. I will make a quick check. Okay, it seems it's 7.
Seven, okay.
But still. It's, I think, at least up to chapter 5 is 49 pages.
Okay, cool.
So, there are some really good fights. He's not sort of like the idiot hero either, which is nice. He knows how to fight, and he knows what he's doing.
Okay. Like,
uses legitimately useful strategies, not just...
I'm a kick you.
Yeah, I'm a just power up and power up and power up, and then, oh, look, I do one attack, and hopefully that kills you, because if it doesn't, I am spent.
Like, I power up and power up and power up and... Oh, no, you punched me in the face.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, what else you got?
Let's see. I seem to have... Well, I've been somewhat caught without my resources, but I know I mentioned Jormungand in the last Aimless Wanderings, so I'll go with that. Stick to what you know.
Okay.
And basically, well, if you read it, which I'm sure you did...
Yes, of course I did.
Because it is such a great, great piece of literature...
Yes, it is an amazing piece of thing that we now update bi-weekly every Wednesday on desktoprods.com. I read it every week.
Second week.
No, I read...
You read it twice.
Yes, I read it 1 week, then read it again the next week.
Oh, that's nice. But anyway... basically, Jormungand is the story of a humble... trade shipping business, which, as you know, is code for either pirates or weapons trafficking.
Yep.
In this case, it's weapons trafficking.
Natch.
But, so, it's called Agency Logistics Incorporated, and this tells the story of its Europe/Africa weapons transport division.
Hmm.
So, a team of, which consists of a team of 9 mercenaries led by one of the company CEO's children, Coco Hekmatyar, is sort of traveling around doing their business. And they've recently picked up a new addition to their ragtag team.
Fish.
A young... child soldier. Oh, that's kind of redundant, isn't it? A child soldier.
Yeah.
Named Jonas, he makes it very publicly known that he hates weapons dealers. Essentially. And they're sort of just kind of traveling around doing their business. It's sort of in their short little couple episode serials that they do, as opposed to a long, sort of full series arc. There is a manga, but unfortunately I far prefer the anime to the manga so far. The manga, at least this, maybe it's just the quality of the scans, but the ones I found was almost unreadable, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, don't you hate it when that happens?
It is, yeah. Yep. I certainly do like to check out the source material.
Same thing happened when I tried to read the manga for another.
Yeah.
It was so poorly translated.
Yeah.
And with a show like...
Life Shock Web.
Yeah. And with a show like... And with a show like that labyrinthine in its plot structure.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be able to know what the hell's happening.
Yeah. So, basically, it's very reminiscent of Black Lagoon.
Okay.
I think it may have been animated by the same people, actually.
Oh, cool.
As a matter of fact, it looks very similar.
So at least they're thematically consistent.
Yes. But it's, you know, there are crazy people that you, you know, it's expected of mercenaries, of guns for hire, not so much of high school students. But, you know, he sort of, it sort of...
Okay, so I guess it's going to do it this week. Pudge seems to have been dropped from the call again. Because fucking Skype. Yeah, and Bovi said BRB, so he's gone. Maybe he'll come back by the time I finish the outro. So yeah, as always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow the site at DeathStorePros. I am at Deadman_DDProz. We have at Bovi on. And if you contribute $50 to our Indiegogo, then we'll give you access to at Pudgetron420. We're on Facebook, like I said, we're on iTunes. Please subscribe to us, leave us some reviews, let us know how we're doing with this, what you want to see more of, less of. We want to make these better, but we need two things for that. Your money, in distroprods.com/Indiegogo, and your feedback. So please, leave us some reviews. Let us know what you want to see from us. We have Extra Life, distroprods.com/Extra Life. Please donate and help save some children's lives. Be sure to come back on Friday for our commentary, first commentary of Summer Month, which is Dazed and Confused. And be sure to go to allgames.com on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern for our weekly live show. We'll be talking some bullshit there, and hopefully it'll be fun. And hopefully we'll see you guys there. So yeah, apparently. Yeah, so also, next week we'll be watching, we will have watched Bakemonogatari. So please, check it out. And email me some questions at manandestroprods.com. Tweet them at us at like deadmanandestroprods and at bovion. Post them in the comments or post them on the forums. So, hey, Bovi, you're back.
Yes, I'm back. Just in time.
Yeah. So, until next time, for Budgetron, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi1.
We'll see you guys next time.